This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. But a fella that has been on my mind a lot lately, and I don't know why, but we've decided to sort of do something that we used to do here in countdown-related items. The folks at Talkers Magazine give us these charts every week, and they are the top stories, the top people. And around the country, as they listen to radio programs or radio stations, one of the guys they listen to with regularity is a fellow who's been hosting a program on WDEL for a long time down in Wilmington. When I say Wilmington, I don't mean North Carolina. I mean Wilmington, Delaware. WDEL, great radio station, and one of the best radio talk producers, programmers, and performers. Guy I've had a lot of respect for a long time. We were just trying to figure out when we first started kibitzing here. His name is Rick Jensen, hosts the program every day at WDEL in Wilmington. It has been a long time since I have spoken to you, been a long time since we've been on the air together. How are you?
I am humbled, honored, and really intimidated. You are, you're just so great at this business. So many of us look up to you, or look sideways, depending upon where we are. And I just can't even believe you gave me a call today and said, let's do this, and I thought,
how long has it been since we? When did we do this? When do you remember even the last time? Because part of we've been doing the countdown with Michael Harrison for the countdown's been in existence for 25, 26 years, as long as Talkers Magazine has been around. And we used to have conventions and things. And I think that's where you and I first met. Years though have gone by, and I don't remember, frankly, when we first did it, but I know when we used to do, there were a stable of a dozen guys or so that we had, and I say guys because we didn't have women we progress over the years, and there are some really good people, no matter whether men or women, doing this that have been around for a long time. And so I had a dozen or so people that I would call on all the time, and you were one of them, because your voice is so solid, your opinions are strong, and you have lasted that. How long have you been on WDEL? You've been there for a long
18
time.
18 years, and 18. And you and I, the last time you and I got together is, I don't know exactly, was 6 years, 3 months,
has
and 48
years?
Minutes ago. Yeah, we had a great time. And I just want you to know that you are very influential in me and my life. Many, many years ago, you looked at me right in the eye, Doug, and you said, you know, Jensen, you're not really a conservative. I said, what do you mean? Because, you know, my beliefs were aligning with that which was considered a conservative time. And I really went through a period of some self-examination and thought, you know what? I think you're right. I think a lot of my beliefs are indeed what one could consider to be a classical liberal, libertarian on the conservative side, right around in there.
And it wasn't just me that was having that conversation with you. It was Gene Burns. And whether I have forgotten about that, but now it's coming back into my mind. Gene Burns, one of the great libertarian voices on the radio in this country ever.
Yes.
He was on, and he had some great radio jobs at great radio stations in Boston at RKO, New York, WOR, KSFO, and KGO in San Francisco. One of the true great libertarians in an era when it wasn't really, you didn't have to have a handle. People could tell by listening to you where you came from. You don't have to say, I'm a conservative, or I'm a liberal. That's bunkum.
Yeah.
It is. It's such foolishness. And we've let ourselves, the people who have been doing this for a long time, I don't even like to do politics on the air anymore, at least on the Monday through Friday DJV show that I do, because it goes no place. People get angry, we get stuck. And so I wonder, all of that having been said, over the years, you have maintained a very stable, as a matter of fact, you beat Rush Limbaugh at the game in your local market of WDEL.
Well, in Delaware, yes, in South Jersey, yeah. Northern Maryland, thank you, yes, yeah.
Well, but well, that's
because you,
there's something
look, you
that
do this.
We don't need to be, I don't think we need to be doing what we are doing, but anyway, go ahead, what did you start to say?
You be yourself. You have to be, when you're on the air, you want to be the best you that you truly are, and you have to be honest.
Yeah.
If you're not honest about who you are and what you believe about something, listeners are smart. They'll hear it.
That's right.
They'll figure it out. They'll say, you know what? This person is a phony. I've got no business listening to them. I really do live on the libertarian side of the Republican Party. Many of my beliefs are conservative. Small government. Get out of my life. Get out of the bedroom. Get out of the boardroom. That sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
And when you listen to people, when you actually open up the phone lines and listen to people who disagree with you, then you have a conversation as opposed to, and I'm not going to say any names here,
but if you just want to yell at somebody and call them a name and call them an idiot and do something like that.
Well, that's not really building any kind of conversation.
No, it's not. It's no fun. I've been doing this and you've been doing this for a long time, and it isn't like we've worn out our welcome. In fact, I think that our track record speaks for itself in the fact that we are around still and people find of all ages. You know, I've been, frankly, because of my association with the three younger women who are on the air with me Monday through Friday, it brings you into a different focus because things don't stay the same. And if we allow ourselves to let what we do on the air sound the same as it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we're dead, man.
Oh, sure.
Limbaugh doesn't sound the same now that he did when he first got started. Nobody does that's successful. You got to go, flow, move. Anyway, would you start to say?
Well, you know, my request is for you, the listener, for you folks who are listening to Doug Steffen and, you know, the weekly talk radio countdown.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Rick Jensen. I want to give you credit because people don't know your voice.
Fearless. Well, thank you. But I say be fearless and call in and share your opinion, because there are talk show hosts who are truly committed to engaging in the conversation and trying to make our world a decent place.
Yeah, right. All right. So Rick Jensen here. I'm going to go through the top stories, the top people, according to Talkers Magazine. We'll get Rick's point of view, some of the things that he is discussing with his listeners on his radio station, a way that we've had success in going through the list of the stories on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Here's something that will help you through the holidays. This is something, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, Rick, and one of the things I was chuckling to myself about what I missed. I wanted to be able to tell people the story of Omaha Steaks right straight, right down the middle. And this is the most fabulous deal I think I've talked about in a long time. This is a special Christmas deal for those of you who like steak, for those of you who like meat, for those of you who know the brand Omaha Steaks. They've been around for a long time. Yeah. There's a family gift package, compliments of me and Omaha Steaks. The delivery dates are now, well, I don't know where the thing to do, never mind dates, just get on the horn. Go to Omaha Steaks. You don't have to get on the horn. Just go to the website, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV and get there's a nice blending of things. They have been famous for a long time for their steaks. They have pork chops. They have fried steak, burgers, sausages, meatballs, potatoes au gratin. They're all put together in a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous package that's worth $149. You pay $149. No. You pay $100. No. You pay $79. No. Originally, I think it was maybe even carry $199 or $195. Now you pay $49.99 between now and Christmas for this fabulous combination, a great gift that families all across America have loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks puts it together. You can only get it with a promo code DJV. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. $49.99 for what you would normally pay $195 for. Omaha Steaks. Check it all out at omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop. And now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, this is sort of a deliberative process. The stories from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Rick Jensen here on the Talk Radio Review. Let me go through the top 10, and then we'll pick apart a few of them, Rick, and see where your listeners are coming from and why it is that they're either turned on or turned off by some of these things. At number 10 on the countdown from Talkers Magazine, a lot of focus on college football playoffs, getting close to the end of the season in the NFL. So Sports Talk Radio at number 10. How much do you talk about sports on your program on DEL?
We do, but not as much as, say, a sports talk station will. Yeah. It's for us, it's, man, it's all about the Eagles. Right now, it's the Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. The Sixers, you know, wah-wah.
Do you have a sports talk station in Wilmington?
Is there not that I know of.
No,
not that I know of.
If we do,
yeah. They're invisible.
Number 9 on the countdown, Les Moonves has come back into the surface, the former head of CBS. Looks like he was trying to line himself up for a $120 million payout, not so fast. That's the way it looks to me anyway, as I look at this from afar. Number 8, the continuing focus on England getting out of the European Union, that's called Brexit. The tension between Russia and the Ukraine and what that did for the G20 is number 7. The continuing focus on the murder of this guy Khashoggi, number 6. A lot of can. There's plenty of worms in that can. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, what went on in the financial markets this week as a result. It was kind of a seesaw up and down, inside, outside. A lot of influences, several influences, including the Chinese guy that got picked up in Canada. I thought that was an interesting story. We'll talk about that. Migrants at the border, number 3. The continuing focus on Trump and Russia, much ado about nothing as far as I'm concerned. And number 1, the passing of George H.W. Bush. People list, Les Moonves is 10, Theresa May is 9, Vladimir Putin is 8, Mohammed bin Salman and Khashoggi put together at 7. The fellow that runs China is number 6. I'm not going to even bother to try to figure out to pronounce the name. I always pronounce it wrong anyway. Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort, number 5. Mueller and Flynn at 4. Sounds like a law office. The Obamas, the Clintons, and George W. Bush because of the funeral. 3. Trump, 2. And George H.W. Bush, number 1. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly sojourn into the works done by Talkers Magazine, one of the stations they survey is WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and the best host there, although I don't want to say that too loudly because I don't want the rest of the people on the station when they hear this to think that I'm favoring Rick Jensen, but I guess
well,
I am.
Well, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are, because we've known each other for years, and, yeah. You know, friends yeah. will do that. Yes, sir.
All right, so in terms of your audience and what I asked you a little bit about sports just because there was a reference to the what's going on in the NFL. We get into those things from time to time. But of all of the things that I went through, tell me which one in your mind and in the mind of the listeners to your program on WDEL was number one. You know, I went through Brexit and Russia and the Khashoggi thing and all this other stuff. Was it the obvious thing of the passing of Bush?
Actually, 48% of our registered voters in Delaware are Democrats. I'm not. So yeah. I get a lot of phone calls about Trump. Trump bad. Here's the worst thing he did today. Here's blah, 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 all kind of stuff. And the Trump-Russia investigation, so many people here are really hoping for the equivalent of the blue dress. It's not even about Russia and collusion. Just like when Clinton was impeached, it was for perjury, about lying, about sex, had nothing to do with Whitewater. They failed to convict. And I do believe, and I would love to get your take on this, Doug, I truly do believe that this is the never-ending story. Sometimes I play that music when I talk about this. So it's a never-ending story because no matter who is elected in the next election, if it's a Democrat, the Republicans will then have a partisan investigation to try to hamstring that president, just as I believe this investigation really is all about trying to hamstring Trump, whether you like him or not. And, Doug, here's what I want to know from you. Do you also feel like it looks like this investigation is going towards the kids?
Well, I think now Mueller can't go anyplace else, so he's got to go toward Ivanka's husband, maybe Donald Jr. They may not have been as mature as they might want to have been, let's say, in using their father's name or the family name and kind of muscling around. Well, what I think is The most interesting thing, you know, I've been gone on a trip for about 10 days, so I purposely back myself away from a lot of the stuff that we talk about all the time. And I don't even like talking about this on the air very much. I do talk about it sometimes with my friends, but they know how far they can't push me in conversations about Trump. I admit to not having voted for Trump. No bad deal. I didn't. There's something about his being that I find not repulsive. I just don't find it to be comfortable. I think that we needed to be, when Obama went too far one way, and now you got Trump on the other side, and I haven't voted, the last Republican I voted for with enthusiasm was the guy who died this week. I thought George H.W. Bush was really quite a good president, even though I didn't vote for him the second time around for the same reason nobody else did, because of the no new taxes thing. But in terms of your question, it's much ado about nothing. It's a waste of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. They're not going to find anything. It's rolling down. They can maybe find some stuff that's embarrassing. The $50 million offer to Putin to have a palace on top of the Trump Tower so that everybody else in Russia would spend a lot of money to buy into that building. You know, okay. That's the way
business
is.
When we come back, I'd really like to disagree with you about something when we come back, Doug.
Okay. You have to wait. You have to hold your breath, though, under the circumstances. He knows. The good radio guys know that it's 28 past the hour, and we'll pause for a few moments. But this conversation will continue. This is the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL. Say it again, Doug. There it is. WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Carolina and Virginia are under states of emergency as a major winter storm bears down. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says, don't risk authorities coming to save you. Just stay home.
Don't put your life and the lives of first responders at risk by getting out on roads covered with snow and ice.
The question now for more than 600,000 customers in the region who are without power, when will the power company get it fixed? Georgia Power's Holly Crawford.
It depends on the outage. It depends on if it's a broken pole, maybe it's just something in the system. But we have been communicating to our customers all week. Just be prepared for the winter weather. Our crews are working as quick as possible.
Some school districts in Virginia and North Carolina have already closed for Monday sessions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The hour. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen, who is the midday host at WDEL, great talk radio program in Wilmington, the great talk radio station that covers Delaware and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. You have a big audience. It's funny. It's interesting. We have a few friends that work at some of the stations that are in Philadelphia, and I was thinking of one in particular, very Italian, and actually quite a good guy. But the impact that people like you have, this is, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds on the radio side of things, the technical side, but the signal of some of these stations that are in a particular market that they then bleed into another market. You have a huge potential audience there in Wilmington, and I wonder how often as you, I've sort of gotten away from taking phone calls on the air because I found over the years, Rick, that the quality has gone down, frankly. I don't mean that to sound like an elitist. I just find one of the things that has intrigued all of us who've done this for a long time is the ability to learn from our listeners. And I find that hard to do these days because everything is about politics, and this guy is bad because he's a Democrat, or he's good because he's a Republican, which is nonsense. And that's not the way we've grown up. This is, the forum here is for ideas. We're not, I'm not anyway, I don't think it's my job to prevail on you or to convince you that you ought to think the way that I do. I think that's death. Frankly, what do you
I appreciate that. And sometimes we have a problem with the cell phone quality and such. For example, I have some very liberal listeners, and I appreciate that. I really do. The guy called in and says, raging about Trump and Trump's behavior. To which I responded, well, sure. And he talked about the Russians and Putin. And I asked, I asked him, is your opinion tempered at all by the fact that Trump has installed some of the toughest sanctions on Russia in the past year? And he kind of went quiet for a second and said, well, you know, I really haven't thought about it that way. People like to vent. They want to get it off their chest.
They do.
We allow that, and then we can have a more substantive conversation about things. But you're right. When it comes to politics, it's us versus them. The Internet has not created bridges. The Internet has created silos. And if you're not part of that team, you'll get kicked out of there, whether it's the Huffington Post or Breitbart or whatever. But, Doug, before the break, you said the Mueller investigation is a waste of time. It's not going to amount to anything. It's much ado about nothing, and nothing's going to come of it. And I disagree, because politically, if they can compel Trump to choose not to run because his kids are under investigation, or if they can damage him in any way politically, I believe that's the goal. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's the goal. And
well,
I think to them,
somebody,
it's worth millions of dollars.
It may be, if you were talking about somebody who is quote-unquote normal or somewhat normal, Donald Trump is not normal. He doesn't look at things the way you do, the way I do. He isn't affected by the proximity, at least outwardly so. I don't think, and I'm not, people say he doesn't have a conscience. I don't think that's the case. But I think that he's the Teflon, or the Gardal seal, or whatever you want to use to sort of come up with a picture of how he sort of isolates himself and or insulates himself from public opinion. And I think that even goes, and we don't know that. You don't. We can only conjecture here. But I don't even know that that would keep him from running. I think the guy is so, and I twisted, and I use that in a word kind of in a different way. I mean twisted mentally, or but emotionally, whatever. However he's been able to train himself, or his father trained him, to, in the world of business, be immune from criticism, I don't think the guy gives a damn what people say about him. I think he's a psychotic. I think that he doesn't have I think he's bipolar. I think there are all kinds of things that are wrong with him, if you want to use the term wrong. Makes him different, makes him unusual, makes him great conversation. Is he going to change or about to change? Nah. There's something missing, according to those who want to somehow or other evaluate him. What I find the most telling, frankly, and I don't want to consume the conversation with this, but I find the fact that his wife sort of plays the role that she does. She's not really been, a lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to her. She's sort of coming out of her shell now by her own choice. She apparently is not that influenced by him one way or another. And whether people say, well, it's because of the power and the money, and blah, blah, blah. You don't know that. You don't know about
and
anybody.
She's her own person.
Yeah. I don't think so. And I think that tells you something about the whole scenario, frankly.
So if I can reveal something about you, you were out of the country for a good couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
You were in another country. Do we want to say where that was?
I was in Peru.
I've heard it's beautiful. Have you been before?
Yes. No, never been to South America before. And you know how much you've been following me for a long time. You know how much I've traveled around the country and around the world, but I've never been to South America.
When you were there, you meet people, you're gregarious, you strike up conversations. When they say, oh, okay, Doug, you're an American, what is it they want to talk with you about when it comes to America?
You know, I'm going to answer the question in a somewhat circulatory fashion. I have done these trips now for the past 3 years. I went to England for a sort of spiritual retreat 3 years ago. Last year I went to Italy for the same sort of thing, and that's why I went to Peru, to go to all the places that people go to get sort of spiritually revived. Last year in Italy, conversation all about Trump. The year before that, it was the election. Are you going to vote for Trump was the question in England. I did not have one conversation with anybody other than the driver, and it wasn't much of a conversation. They don't seem to be that interested, only from the point of view of the immigration discussion and the fact that in South America there is such a need for workers. And the question comes, how is it that all these people that walked up from Central America to go to Mexico to come into our country, why the hell didn't they go south? Because they would have found work. It may not be that they're going to get paid as much as they might be paid in America. They're not sure of that. But there are for sure jobs in most every of the progressive countries. And Peru is not really that progressive, pretty poor country. But Bolivia and Argentina and Colombia and Brazil, they don't have enough people to do the work. So why are all these people coming to America to a questionable future, even if they may be able to make a little more money if they are fortunate enough to get work? But down there, they could all have work. And nobody talks about
it. It's hope and belief. It's hope and belief. I spoke with a missionary who's in Honduras, and she said there are gangs, there's violence, we have a corrupt government.
A horrible.
People are being brutalized. So they see the shining star of America, and they say, I'm going to take the chance. We're going to do that because, it, you know, the streets are lined with gold and all that. They actually believe this. And sadly, they'll give their life savings and even commit themselves to more drudgery to send their kids with a coyote up to the border. And that brings us, I think, to your number three story, migrants at the border. Yes. There's something we're missing there, Doug, is humanity. And even though, yes, it might be that 10% of them are criminals, 50% of them are actually men, not the women and children. Well, there are women and children. There is a story of humanity here. And I've often thought that even though there's likely no real direct way that this country has ever turned swords into plowshares, for the love of God, we've got this wasted F-35. We're talking $1 trillion or more. Don't need it. Doesn't work. Hashtag epic fail. Couldn't we have, and maybe this is a pipe dream, but couldn't we have an Ellis Island-style immigration at the border, at the southwest border of our country, where, not unlike my grandfather who came from Denmark, you have partnerships with business where they learn the language, they learn a skill, and then off they go into freedom of the United States of America. Doug, you've talked about this. You've talked with people about this over the years. Is that something that's just never going to happen, or do you think it makes sense?
The news media gets in the way of anything that's like this, frankly. The common sense part of our reality is diminished somewhat by various supposed news organizations. I say supposed because it's not the news. It's all pejorative. It's all opinion. This medium that you and I have been on for a long time was aimed at telling stories and having people come up with ideas and opinions and experiences. But we've turned that into an art form now, more with television, but in print, if there's anything around, I mean, the excuse for print now is what's online. It is, you know, you look at some of this stuff, I get nauseous when I look at the Huffington Post, for example. Do I get things out of it? Yeah, I'm informed as to some things, but there's that, you talked about Breitbart before, the sort of things that aren't really, I mean, what has become of Fox, and what's become of MSNBC and CNN, there's no more, you and I grew up on, the facts, not
right.
What the truth is, this is the truth, your truth and my truth may be different, but a fact is indisputable, this is what happened. And then you got to bring all these blowhards in. Well, this is what I think that means. How the hell do you know what that means? You're on that guy's
head.
We're
the blowhards. This is talk radio. We are the opinion page of the paper, basically. We're the blowhards. You got the reporters, and you got the blowhards. That blowhard, hard, whatever it is.
Instead of Breitbart, it should be blowhard. It's blowhard instead of Breitbart, yeah. All right, I got to do a couple of things, and then we'll we'll wrap this up. Rick Jensen from WDEL, great talk radio station, Wilmington, Delaware. I'm a firm believer that when you are well, when you are healthy, you are happy. You're a happy bloke if you're feeling well. And that's why I've started to use and talk a lot about CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil. It is a truly natural remedy made with nothing but the purest ingredients blended in coconut oil. And I got to tell you, this is an absolute home run. If you're interested in your health and well-being, this is the best thing. It's astounding, frankly. If you Google the benefits of CBD oil, it's just amazing. I have a stiff neck from having been on the plane for about 12 hours. Here's where you go. You go to ancientlifeoil.com. ancientlifeoil.com. This is for the rest of your life. You'll be so happy that you did this. Go to get CBD oil at ancientlifeoil.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here, the new Cullinan. Named for the biggest diamond ever discovered, this is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Attention men, it appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
I want to make sure that I have time to thank Rick Jensen, WDO. We'll have to do this again. I like having you here, frankly. One of the things you did for me in this hour was help me pronounce the leader of China's name. I don't know why I have a block.
like a poodle, Xi Xi. It's yeah. Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. Yeah. I have to remember that.
Here's Xi Xi.
So what? All right, now we got 60 seconds or less here. What do you think will be the ramifications of this Meng getting arrested in Canada? But it was, where's that going to take us?
I just hate to see that being used by large investors as an excuse for driving down the markets. I suspect, now I'm not an expert, but I read experts, I suspect that you have a lot of big-time investors who are looking to take profits. They're taking profits. I think that's an excuse. But when you look at the Treasury going up significantly, like, you know, over 3% or so, that's likely having a real impact in that. So. Yeah. The other part I find annoying.
Down with the Fed. Maybe make that a cause to live. Let's do this again. Refreshing to have you back and to have a chat with you. Thank you, Rick. Rick Jensen, a midday host of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, here on the Talk Radio Review.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
I'm now at 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Doug with Victoria Keenan, who's our expert when it comes to trying to synthesize the top five stories of the week from the world of technology. Let's go from number five to number one, as we usually do, Victoria. Starting at number five, I must say I have not stayed up with a lot of this stuff. So why don't you, this is DirecTV and Hulu, the focus here. How are you going to put them together?
Well, as video viewing behavior becomes more about on-demand streaming than, you know, watching live TV or cable, a lot of companies are figuring out how to make money on that. And so DirecTV and Hulu are being pretty transparent about it, and users are not liking this, but they say that they are going to now have a new type of ad that runs when you pause a video. So if you're watching a TV show, if you're streaming a movie or whatever, and if you hit pause, you're going to be forced to sit through an ad in order to start your show back up again. It's pretty sneaky. Yeah, so Hulu calls this a pause ad. They'll be introducing it next year sometime. They haven't announced a date. AT&T, which owns DirecTV, they want to make some more money, and so they're going to do the same thing. Netflix so far has not said that they're going to do this. They may wait and see how it goes with DirecTV and Hulu, but hopefully it doesn't happen with Netflix. But this is the new way to make money when you are streaming. And even if you're a premium customer on Hulu, apparently, you will still be forced to sit through the ad.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right, there it is. Reality of advertising settling in a little bit. Number four on our countdown of the hot technology stories of the week, a focus on AT&T.
Yes, AT&T says they will no longer offer prorated credits if you cancel a service with them before the end of your billing period. Now, this change goes into effect on January 14th of 2019. It applies to DirecTV, UVerse TV, AT&T phone service, AT&T internet, and fixed wireless internet accounts. So now, unfortunately, no matter when you cancel, you'll be charged for the full month, However, they say you can still use the service until the end of the billing period. As it is right now, if you want to cancel something, I would recommend doing it before January 14th, and then you will get some prorated credits for the rest of your billing cycle.
Number three in the top five, Apple and their music service coming to Echo devices. I don't think there's any surprise here, do you?
Well, Apple typically has been very insular, and they have not let their products cross over with anybody else. However, they're learning that it's probably a wise move to let Apple Music stream on Alexa speakers and Echo smart speakers, because that's the largest smart speaker platform in the world. So right now, if you have an Amazon Echo smart speaker, you can listen to Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, and TuneIn. So Apple Music, starting December 17th, you can also listen to it then.
Really? Number two, Tom Cruise in a new public service announcement. I don't know what motion smoothing is on television. What is that?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Most people don't know what it is. That's why Tom Cruise, who was wearing, in this video, he was actually wearing his Top Gun costume as Maverick, because he's in the middle of filming the new Top Gun movie. He and the director of Mission Impossible Fallout, his name is Christopher McQuarrie, they appeared together for this PSA. And so motion smoothing is, if you have a flat screen TV, pretty much every TV comes built with that system. And what it does, if you're watching, the best way to describe it, if you're watching a football game, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Doug, I know you don't watch a lot of sports, but if you're watching a football game and you see the ball get kicked for like a field goal, when as the camera pans and follows the ball, the audience, the people in the stadium are very blurry. And so what motion smoothing does, it smooths that out so that there's no delay in the way in the action. And so it's motion smoothing is basically designed for sports viewing. However, the downside, it makes everything else that you watch look worse. So movie directors and actors are now joining this movement saying you've got to turn off the motion smoothing on your TV because it's making your movie look like it has a soap opera effect, like it's kind of cloudy and halo, and it's not as clear as directors and actors want it to be. So the big thing with this PSA is you can Google how to turn off the motion smoothing on whatever brand TV you have. It's pretty easy, and you can just go through the settings and do it. But I just did it recently after seeing this Tom Cruise thing, and it makes a big difference on the screen. Huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Number one, this is a big story, and the ripple effect where I was, even in South America, Marriott, the massive data breach. Wow, what a 500 million guests. Woo.
Yep, and so some combination of mailing addresses, names, phone numbers, emails, passport numbers, credit card information, lots of that stuff has been stolen. And so Marriott has offered a free web watcher to help protect against identity fraud, and they have a separate dedicated website and call center. So if you have stayed at a Marriott, then definitely give them a call.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items from the world of technology that were important this week for us to go over. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.